Yes, that's us to a T.
That's for sure.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and with us today, we have Paul McVitie. He was the CEO of...
No, is.
Is. Did I goof that up?
I thought I heard was.
I thought I said is.
Our assistant is concurring.
Okay, well, I may have blown. That wouldn't be the
anyway,
first.
I was and I still am.
From okay. Fly LEDs. And it says here, superior LED
they are.
Aircraft
I
lights.
Did buy one. I will confess to not having put it together yet. But I have one at home. But it's not going on a flying vehicle, so not yet.
No problems. That's all right.
I'm gonna go blind deer.
That's the idea.
Yep. So, talk to us about Fly LEDs. How long you guys have been doing this? Because I don't recall you being around that much.
We've been around for about 11 years.
Oh, okay. There you go. I'm on top of it.
Yeah.
As usual.
It started off, I helped a friend build his RV-10. So, I like to say I had all the fun without the expense.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yep. I had an absolute ball. I had no idea what a Clico was at the time, and I had no idea what a rivet was or how it squeezed together and all that sort of thing. So,
and the airplane still came out straight.
Yeah, it still flies too.
That's amazing.
It is.
But
yeah, so my background is in electronics ever since I was a kid. And I made LED position and strobe lights for his plane. And with an awful lot of encouragement, I started up selling them, created a website, and...
And it's
and a couple of thousand kits later,
you're a multimillionaire.
he's a million.
Well, no, let's call it a multi. No.
Really yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
He's,
right.
He's a multi-thousandaire.
That's it. Yeah. yeah, and it's been an absolute a pleasure doing this, and I get a kick out of coming here every year and exhibiting. Now this is my seventh, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And no, you're concentrating on the home-built experimental market?
Mostly the Vans RV range.
Nice.
Yeah, I do a couple of other kits for Lancairs and Glassairs and a few other things like that. And then I have a range of landing lights as well that if people are willing to put them into whatever kind of plane.
You're willing to sell them to them.
So you have a universal kit for anybody who isn't flying the aircraft you just mentioned.
I have a range of lights that if they're able to fit them into their space, so they can fit them. So they're not suitable for like a Cessna's front cowl, for example, because it's a real space constrained area. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of other vendors here that make a light, an LED light that would drop into the cowling of a Cessna. But my products have a big heat sink on the back of them,
right,
which gets rid of all the extra heat that LEDs make, so that they'll usually fit in a leading edge of a wing, for example, because there's enough room there for the heatsink to stick back behind the light.
Gotcha.
You got to have that heatsink, otherwise things fry quickly.
That's it.
Now, I noticed something here in this press release you handed us. You have, what is it here, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he noticed something, all right.
Boy, did I lose that.
It's called a Mac 2.
Yeah, it says the product contains 8 user-selectable strobe patterns and simplified wiring.
Yeah.
Now, how are you doing all of that?
Magic.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
I'm assuming that this is proprietary information.
I invented it all, I guess, and I've created it all, so, yeah.
That makes him proprietary.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. That works. It sounds interesting, though. You know, one of the pre-flight checklist items is, which strobe light setup should I use today?
Are they color changing? Everybody else color changing.
Rather than just having a simple single flash, for example, which you can just there, that's just pattern number one, but there are there's 8 different flash patterns. So you can have 1, 2, or 3 flashes. You can have the wings flash and then the tail, or all together, or actually left wing, right wing, tail, and go around in a circle kind of thing. So
okay,
whichever one takes your fancy, you can leave it set there, and then you can actually change it while the lights are on the wing. The magnetic tool that everyone has in their toolbox to retrieve screws and things from under a seat. If you hold the magnet near the light, it's like pressing the button. So you don't have to take the light off the wing.
Oh, that is so cheating.
It's you can just press the...
That's the secret. He's giving it away.
Press the button and change the pattern number.
And here I thought you had a little knob on the dashboard that you could switch it out while you're in flight.
Because, it's not something you... you know, you kind of pick a pattern, you go, okay, that'll do, and I'm happy with that one and leave it.
Right.
Or you could just change it every week or every month if you like. But
if you got nothing better to do.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Invite your friends around for a disco in the
right.
And this is a combination
airplane rave.
So you've got your navigation light, red or green.
Yep.
Then you have your strobe light, which is, of course, always white. And I'm sure that you've got landing light in that as well. Landing and or pulse light.
He's correct. Got all sorts of lights in that thing.
He's got one. Hold it up to the mic so we can
hear it. Yeah.
For the visual medium that radio is. Yeah, that's right.
That particular unit is for an RV.
This is for an RV10.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm just holding up the light module that goes in the left wing. Mm-hmm.
Turn it around. Let's see the back of it. Oh, yeah, there are a couple of really big heat sinks.
Yeah,
they're
spiky.
Some pin heat sinks that are about 3 inches long.
You know, you could sell those to the goth guys as earrings.
Light up earrings. Wouldn't that be neat?
Let's talk lumens. Everybody talks lumens. How bright are these things?
There's 7,200 lumens in the whole of landing light for that. It converts to 400,000 something candela.
Goodness. You want to confuse yourself? Yeah, that's the way to
start those conversions.
Trying to learn that.
Yep.
What kind of power are these pulling?
For the landing lights, it would be 6 amps in total.
That's it?
That's it. So
wow.
That's less than a 50-watt incandescent.
Exactly right. And it's about... Well, a 50-watt incandescent is good for about 500 lumens.
Yeah.
It's double again the amount of light.
Okay. And at a minuscule amount of power.
Yeah.
Which means that not only can you see the deer on the runway, you can pretty much burn the hair off it.
Yep. That's it.
That's the idea.
And then you can go around.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now you've fouled the runway, so go find another airport.
Landing lights, and it also has an extra feature where you can activate, for example, on the taxi light mode, you can light up just the one light. But what it also does is turn on the strobe lights solid. And so what that gives you is we call it the flood mode. Mm-hmm. So not only do you have your beams of taxi light ahead of you, but it brings it lights up in the immediate area in front of you.
Like the cornering lights on some of the Cadillacs.
So, exactly.
Yeah, you're no longer using them as strobes. You're using them as legging for the pilot.
Illumination. And the best part about it is that it lights out to the edge, to the sides of the wings.
Right.
So you get to see where the edges of the taxiways are. And, where the corners are and things like that.
Which
I'm sure you patented that because that's a cool idea.
That's a cool idea,
And, you know, not only that, but that'll help you avoid obstacles as well. Little things that'll clean a wingtip off.
I think that's the idea, yeah.
That's the idea. So deer in your case, kangaroos in my case.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Do you have a problem with those on the runway? I guess you do at remote airports.
It's the same kind of, yep.
Yeah, you have to do the low pass, scare them off, then come back around.
Yep.
Ugh. And the whole time you're hoping, please don't let there be a stray on the runway.
Yeah.
Skunks, that's the one I don't want to hit.
I had a friend of mine who, a coworker, landed a King Air on a deer. It wasn't pretty.
All right.
The deer was not excited, huh?
No, not at all.
However, next day they had venison burgers.
Yeah, and a bent King Air, I might add.
Oh,
yeah.
How many have you sold?
Probably about 10. And the reason for the low number is that I got it. This has been a 2-year project to get this over the line, and we got it over the line and launched about a week before the show.
Nice.
So it's been something.
Then you say I've already sold 10.
I've already sold 10. Exactly right.
That sounds pretty good. Sounds like you got something.
Well, now that you've sold 10, what's the installation like? Do you have to run any extra wiring?
No, I've kept this one really simple. The beauty of this system is that it comes with a mounting bracket that you hold up against the light bay, get your Sharpie out, and use that as the cutting guide, and then get the Dremel out and cut the hole in the wing. The bracket then rivets to the wing, and the light attaches, and you're done. So we think the installation of the lights to your wing tips is going to take you about an hour or so. So that's, should be really simple.
And I'm assuming that wiring it is no big deal.
There's a 6-pin connector there, so there's a local ground, and then there's 4 power inputs, landing, taxi, strobes, and position lights, and the sixth wire is a sync wire that connects between the wings and the tail. Yeah.
Now, I notice you've got two spots and what looks like a flood.
Yep.
So the flood is your taxi light?
Correct.
And it's aimed differently for tail dragger.
This one is aimed down 20 degrees for a tail dragger, correct. Okay. So otherwise for the A models, like or an RV10 or a 14A, it's aimed straight ahead.
Okay, yeah, for anything on a nose wheel.
Yep. So, yeah, the beauty of aiming one down is you've got a whole lot of light aimed correctly for landing, and then once the tail's on the ground, you still can see where you're going.
So when you're going taxi mode, the landing light's cut off and you're just running the one?
You can flick the switch off at that stage.
Okay, it's two separate switches.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
That makes it pretty easy.
Well thought out, isn't it?
It is.
I've thought of everything.
Well, we'll have to
almost
go and install
everything,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
There's always that one other thing, you know?
That's it.
And can you make it flash red? Disco mode?
If you get on the switch and flick, yeah. You can have green as well.
Sure, if you're that busy,
that's it.
If you're not that busy while you're taxiing in,
yep.
You can sit there and play with all the
that's
switches.
That's right.
That's it.
That's the problem with airplanes. Too many toys in them.
Yep.
Yep.
And now right. You've made it even more significant. Thank
there
you.
There you go. Thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Paul McVitie of Fly LEDs. Go check him out. He's in somewhere out in the field, right?
They're right here by EAA Radio.
Very good.
Their booth is right there.
Just across
got
the
good
road.
Taste.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.